Welcome to episode 4 of Jetlag Australia, where it's the end of day 2 and things are heating up. As a reminder, the team that controls more of Australia's 8 regions at the end of 4 days wins. You control regions by depositing money in them, and you can earn more money by gambling on challenges. Right now, both teams are in the middle of high-stakes gambles. Ben and Adam are in Melbourne, Victoria, and placed $1,000 on a challenge that requires them to build a cart that will travel 30 feet with a single push, and they only get one try to get it right. Meanwhile, my partner Toby and I, who are in the Australian Capital Territory, just bet all of our money, $1,243, on a challenge that requires us to correctly identify 10 flags of the world, and the random number generator just picked a sequence in the section that Toby memorized. So now, our fate is in her hands.
It's you.
Heck yeah.
You feeling good?
Yes.
All right, let's find the 9th flag. And then it's the 10 after that. So the starting flag is this one.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Bosnia and Herzegovina, Botswana, Brazil. Open up in the wind.
All right, here we go.
Gotta pass me the finish line. Ready?
Oh, that's it,
yeah.
Oh, look at how far it goes.
F1 champions.
Look at how far it goes.
We are the F1 champions.
Oh, we just won the big F1 race, Ben.
Woo. Okay.
Okay. I think immediately we deposit $1,000 in Victoria right now so that we're not vulnerable to a steal.
We're flush with cash, which is dangerous. We don't want a repeat of this morning.
No.
We've learned. Okay, let's get the money down. Oh, thank you.
Brunei, Bulgaria. After that, we have Cambodia, Canada, Chile, China. Now that, my dear friends, is Colombia.
All right, let's check our work.
This is all or nothing, Sam. This is for the game.
All right. First one, we're correct. Second one, correct. Third one, Brazil, correct. Correct, 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 correct. For the win, Chile, correct.
Yay!
Double check the final two.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy I could
China,
do that.
Colombia, 10 out of 10? 10 out of 10.
Like, 2 hours ago, I didn't know half of these, like, at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, not even, like, a faint image.
And they say jet lag is an educational. You want to know what our earnings are, Toby?
Oh, I'm excited. What do we got? Yes.
That's a big number.
Yes.
Has anyone had a higher balance than this? If it's not the max balance, it's pretty close to it.
Oh my God. Adam and Ben are not going to know what hit him.
We did it, Ben.
He's the best driver in Formula One history.
Nobody's ever seen somebody drive this
good. Red Bull, sign that man.
Woo!
Sam, the rats are gonna hate this announcement. And the rats are Ben and Adam because they're from New York. But the rats don't run this city.
We do. The last thing that we should decide, I think, before we hit tomorrow morning, I think we should toss some money down in case a steal comes up, because our balance is high. But we can walk and talk.
Okay.
Let's walk back towards tomorrow.
Let's walk back to the spot.
This is not a region we want to come back to because it's hard to get to.
Yeah.
So we want our deposit to be substantial.
We have seen just now the power possible from doing a challenge you're confident on and putting a big bet on. Like, we want to keep a good amount of money in our bank account for any other challenge that we're confident on, and we could really like.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with 750.
Okay, so let's pop 750 down in the edge case that they are about to do a steal, but I don't see why they would do that.
Yeah.
Hello. We are back here at Flinders Street Station. We'll be ending our day here because we want to be right here tomorrow morning to see what the challenges are.
This is cool. We're ending the night in Canberra.
Yeah.
Just walking back to the challenge board location so we can start there tomorrow.
We talked a lot about a lot of different flight options tomorrow. I think the ultimate decision is we just need to see what the challenges are in Victoria before we really do anything.
Yeah, we need to be as responsive as possible over these next 2 days, because the fact of the matter is just that, like, regions are going to be going back and forth between the two teams, and we don't want to take ourselves out of the game.
No. We definitely played today slower, but I think we ended up playing it smarter, at least after the bottle thing, and it seemed to work out pretty well.
That was Dark Night of the Soul doing the bottle, but now we've moved on from
that. I mean, finishing the day with a hefty budget and a nice deposit here and a pretty good plan of what to do tomorrow.
Great.
I'm feeling pretty good.
So we're just going to wake up tomorrow morning. We're going to see what's on the board. We're going to see what they do.
And we'll see you then.
Good night.
Good night.
Mwah. All right, with day two over, marking the game's halfway point, it's time for another rest period. And now, welcome to day three.
Good morning from Victoria.
Good morning. My mic's not on.
Oh.
And we are so back, Toby.
So back.
So back. It is day three. We're in the capital territory, and we've got some fresh new challenges. You ready for them? Or wait, do we want to... Is there any possibility we're worried about their getting a steal in a second?
And Ben, here are today's challenges.
Let's hear them.
Okay. They're all really risky. Find a penguin at St. Kilda Pier. Find an indigenous plane. There's this, like, plane with indigenous paint on it, and sometimes it's at the airport. Predict the train doors. This is a 30% steal where you have to stand where you think a train's going to arrive and line up with the door, and then catch a fish, which is a 50% steal. You have 45 minutes from when you start fishing.
Look, let me tell you, fishing in Australia again scares me real bad.
I did not know that fishing could be this stressful.
I will say we did succeed.
We did succeed, technically.
No, let's take a look at the challenges.
Okay.
First.
Okay. Okay. Let's look at the challenges. But, okay. First challenge. It's a get a hole in one at this mini golf course over there. Challenge two. It's a 2x multiplier. We have to trap a bug in Vegemite. Challenge number three, also 2x multiplier. We have to do a portrait of someone in the portrait gallery and have the general public identify it successfully. Oh my God, there's a bee. Challenge four, 1.5x multiplier, but it's do a quiz based on what we learn at Questacon, the museum.
Oh, I love that. I know you're very good at mini golf, but...
Yeah. Oh my God.
Personally, I don't think that's the one for us. The other three, though, sound very doable. I like that. Can we acknowledge how lucky we are to be under a hot air balloon show right now? This is very special.
Wait, I have to zoom in. Balloons. Okay, but back to the game.
The war is on. We're going to be going for their territories. They're going to be going for our territories.
I think that's right.
We think that they have left themselves vulnerable. We think that the regions that they have chosen were a mistake.
Yes.
Because we can go pop, pop, pop and take their regions so much faster than they can get to R3.
I also just want to point out, they, I don't think, have a flight out of Canberra right now, and we could steal a lot of their money if we wanted. What if we invested some extra money, we bought a flight, and then we did the steal? They have more money than us at the moment.
Only question is, do we want to dump budget?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Only question is, do we want to dump budget on something?
We don't want to deposit, but That flight. I'll check if that flight is still the same price.
You don't think we want to deposit in case they steal? I mean, no. Our balance is not that much higher than theirs, but I guess let's think about whether we want to book
the flight. Because here's what I feel. I'm quite confident on the Questacon challenge. I think I can do that.
Yeah.
And I want as much as possible to
it is only
on
a
that.
1.5x multiplier, which is a little annoying.
It's not too much, but at least the more we bet, the more we can earn on that.
Yeah. Questacon doesn't open until 9,
yeah.
Which is an hour and a half. We can maybe do the Vegemite until then.
Okay.
And then Portrait Gallery opens at 10 if we want to do that.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, let's go decide about a flight.
So this morning we could fly to Perth. The problem is we don't necessarily have a great flight back from Perth. We could fly to Alice Springs.
There is a good flight to Alice Springs.
Alternatively, we could go for one of their territories right off the bat.
The flights to Brisbane, I think, are like $400. The Sydney ones are almost free.
Yeah.
Want to do Sydney and then Brisbane? Because we do Sydney, then they'll take it back and we take it back again.
Could do that, yeah.
Okay, so it seems like we could book that 2:15 p.m. flight via Melbourne to Adelaide for $640 for the both of us. Lock it up?
Let's book that.
Okay, let's book it.
Awesome. And the good thing about Canberra is that it's not too big. So to get to the location of these challenges, it's not actually going to be too hard for us. Not like hours of trains.
Well, the only thing is it's all on foot and the walking distances are not nothing. If we want to do the Vegemite challenge, we have to get to like a grocery store or something.
Yeah.
And the closest one seems to be about a 20-minute walk away.
I think we just can start walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the move. The flights to Sydney are dirt cheap. So what we're going to do is we're going to put down some more money here. We're going to book a flight to Sydney. And then with our relatively low balance, we're going to attempt the steal.
Yeah, we bought that. That was 202.
Okay, we're putting down another 500 in Victoria. And then we're going to attempt the steal. Now, the question is, when do we want to start the steal?
Well, yeah, because they, I think, are in the middle of a challenge right now.
Right.
It's not totally clear to me, but I think they are. If that is the case, I want to see if they win the challenge.
Right.
Because then there would be more money for us to take.
The unpredictable nature of nature and the fact we only have 10 minutes to complete this does make it quite a risky challenge. And we said yesterday, you know, we're going to be aware of these risky challenges and not go crazy on them.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards a more conservative bet.
Look at this. Look at how many ants are out here. That's a great anthill. Oh my God, actually, look at that.
Sam, if you stand there too long, they're going to bite you.
I am stronger than ants.
Before we commit to this deal, we're going to go down to the platform and just see how possible it seems to actually do this.
Now here's something interesting. The end of the train has two doors right next to each other.
Okay.
So if you line up with the end, you would optimize your chances.
It seems like this yellow line here
is the end of the train.
Is the end of the train.
I think let's just observe.
Like, this seems fairly consistent. The train is almost always stopping right at that yellow line.
Yeah.
Here comes another train. Let's see. Once again, pretty consistent. Pretty consistent.
Yeah, that one stopped a little further back, but
yeah, it's usually like a little more that way.
But we still would have gotten it. I think, yeah, maybe we just go for it.
I actually think this is kind of hard.
Yeah, but I mean, bugs love some Vegemite.
Why are you saying that? I've never seen a bug eating Vegemite.
Well, have you offered them Vegemite much? So how much should we put down? I feel good about 500.
Okay. You should film yourself saying that to the camera.
You can hear me.
You're wrong.
I feel good about 500.
I'm willing to lose 500. Let's do really good. Let's take our time then.
We staking that?
Yep.
All right.
There's a great irony with the fact that, like, The better, the faster they complete this challenge and the more successfully they complete this challenge, the better for us.
Yeah, it's like I want them to win the challenge and I want them to do it fast.
Truly, this time, unironically, good luck.
Goodness. I don't want to have
you to just walk. Stepped over some ants.
Oh.
They're actually all in a line. Actually, this is a long line. See this track?
I feel like on one end of this, there must be an anthill. Yeah, this is like a little... Oh.
We're following the trail. Oh, yeah. Okay. To the anthill. Right.
This is a pretty good anthill here.
This is a good anthill if we want big ants.
They're just like by a... I think by a grocery store. I think it's got to be a challenge that they bought groceries for. I mean, but we need to do... I mean, we can't cut getting to the airport all that close.
No, we don't want to miss this flight.
If we're going to do this, again, we need to be heading to the airport by about 8:45, which is in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think we have to give them really 10 more minutes to update.
Hurry it up, guys.
How about, okay.
Let's give ourselves like 15 minutes to find smaller ants.
Yeah, I'm happy to search. How about let's drop our packs down for a second and kind of search this area. And I'm going to have my snack.
What is taking them so long?
Stop dilly-dallying.
Let's just wait until the last second. I think the next train that comes through here, we attempt the steal, and it's just a question of
if they complete
if they've done it or not.
Okay. It's a decent little hole.
That's decent. Don't scare them. Ants get scared quite easily. If you move something that was in their trail, they'll run back into the hole.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, activate it.
Okay. Activate?
Yeah, activate it.
Here we go.
God, I hope this isn't a different kind of train. All right.
Oh, it feels like we're playing roulette.
But these are smaller doors, Ben.
I don't think that they are.
These are smaller doors. Oh, no. What if the spacing is different? Stop, 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 stop. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
It was a completely different train.
Completely different design of train.
Okay, it's fine. Let's get the hell out of here.
Sam, good news. Sounds like there's been a failed steal.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It had to have been the train door one, right?
Must be.
Sorry. So they lost $431 on that.
Okay, they're probably a bit upset right now, so say one nice thing for them.
I'm sure you tried really hard, and that's what matters.
That was tough. That was tough how that went.
That was tough, but you know
how that went down.
We didn't lose that much, and we're still going to go on the offensive.
I think next step is to make the slurry.
Make a paste that is sugar and Vegemite and a little bit of water.
Okay. All right, you want to give that a taste and see if it seems like the right amount?
A taste.
Mm.
Really need to make some money in Sydney. Why wouldn't it let us check in then?
I don't know.
Having trouble checking in?
Avalon? You are traveling from Avalon to Sydney. It's a wrong airport, so we need to move you into Melbourne Airport to Sydney. See one of my colleagues here. She will tell you.
Okay. Hi, it seems that we booked at the wrong airport. Well, I wonder when we can go to Sydney now.
Sugar, sugar, tuku, tuku, tuku. Oh, we should have gotten the honey.
So it'd be $360 per person?
For the 11.
Okay, thank you. That's not good, Ben.
No.
We need to figure out a new plan here.
We need money.
Yeah. Now maybe we should...
Would we be able to make the Alice flight?
Yeah, maybe. If we go to Qantas right now, I kind of think that is maybe the move.
Yeah, I think we might have to go to Alice. Okay, let's go to the Qantas desk and see about that.
I think it might be too soon to book. That flight leaves really soon.
Okay, where's Qantas?
Qantas is in the other terminal, Ben. It leaves in like 40 minutes. I don't even think it'll let us book it. Okay, I think we need to run.
All right, I think we're pretty much good to go.
I think so.
Should we give a tour of our trap?
Let's give them a tour.
All right, so we've got two variant... We really got three different ways of attacking it. So these are our two core traps and slightly different approaches. So this one is just the Vegemite sugar water slurry with a little bit put on the lips to hopefully attract them. This one is the same thing, but we've put soap on the lip to hopefully help them slide down. And then once we get there, we're going to dump this mix into the base as kind of a core moat that hopefully traps them. So for them to get into the main things, we've got these ramps up to the main traps. We've also got a trap-to-trap ramp in case they want to make a break for it.
A trapeze, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then once we get there, we'll probably put some sticks on the outside
to
give them natural incentive. But I reckon we're good to go. Here goes nothing.
Sorry, little guys.
Oh, God. Who did we talk to try to book a flight? We went to the wrong airport. We were supposed to go to Avalon. So now we're trying to pivot and get on the flight to Alice Springs that leaves in like 40 minutes, so it won't let us book. But usually at the gate, you can maybe book us on a later one and then stand by us back onto it. We've done this before.
You do guys have bags?
Just on our
just
backs.
Just those. So your flight is 40 minutes, so you should make it for your flight.
No, but we don't have a ticket. We need to buy a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have a ticket. Well, yeah, you need to buy a ticket. We don't do the tickets here.
You can't buy tickets
here
at all?
No, you can't buy tickets.
Oh my gosh, it's already up there. He's leaving?
He's telling his friends. Oh, there we go.
Someone's already in.
It's trapped.
He's in. He's in.
We got him. We can confirm that he doesn't leave, but I think...
He's swimming. He's swimming.
How is he?
Sam, he's swimming. He's an aqua ant. He's out. He's coming out. He's out of the water.
Oh no.
He's out of the water.
Oh no. Wait, is he though?
No, he's...
Is he?
I hate this. I hate what we've done.
We can free him. He's had a nice little meal. I reckon he's trapped.
Adam Chase? I'm on hold. He said he had 5 minutes to get it done, so.
God.
If we don't get this flight, we're in huge trouble.
I think he's officially trapped. I think if we free him now, he'll survive.
Okay. Quickly free him.
Yes, okay. Here, can you take the camera?
Not sure what happened. The whole music stopped, but he's not back, so I'm not sure.
Well, there was hold music, but then it stopped, but now he isn't there yet.
It should be fine. I can see progress in the background, but I'm still looking through the studio.
Okay. All right. Of course. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, we did it. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay.
That was nuts.
Okay. Adam.
Yes.
So, having been kneecapped by fate and our own ignorance, we are no longer going on the offensive. We are instead being forced to retreat into the outback.
It's true.
Where we will grow more powerful than ever before.
Sort of a dune situation.
It is sort of a dune situation.
We're going into the desert to amass power after a setback.
The desert power.
So we're cultivating desert power, Ben.
And then tomorrow, we will strike. And we will burn their whole territory to the ground.
You want the water?
We could keep that. Nothing bad happened.
It's a little Vegemite-y.
I changed my mind.
Okay. Let's go to Questacon. So they currently hold Victoria pretty thoroughly, Tasmania very thoroughly. They really weakly hold South Australia. We'll go there. We'll claim that.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is their fourth region? The question really is, where are they going now and competing for?
We're going to go to the outback. We are going to amass our power, and tomorrow we will strike. And because their territory, all of those regions are together,
in my opinion,
it will be super easy to steal all of their stuff tomorrow.
Yep, right at the end. That's the move, baby.
This way.
All right. We're in Questacon. Well, first of all, great name. I don't know what it means.
Love the name.
What do we want to stake?
You're good at science, yeah?
I don't know. My only worry with this is, the slang quiz that Amy did yesterday was a little bit on the harder end.
Amy can be a little bit tricky. What's the most you're willing to lose?
$12.50, I think.
Okay, let's do $12.50.
All right, I'm happy with that.
Yep.
Okay.
Lock it in.
Oh, there's a big moon.
Wow.
All right, here's gallery one. Oh, yeah. You can see the electric flow.
Yeah. Yeah, bigger ball, bigger boost, yeah.
It's like Jupiter. It's good stuff.
I actually think that if we play this right, and we're able to earn money in Alice, we can win.
All right, I want to test my reaction speed. Where'd it go?
Oh. Take your Instagram shots in here. This set of letters seems random, but is actually important in astronomy. But there's an acronym that I learned at uni to remember them, and it was OB, a fine girl, kiss me. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminum.
That's not a liquid. Remember that.
This is the Nobel Prize. This is Brian Schmidt's prize that he got 2011. He was the vice chancellor of ANU when I was there.
So he learned that the universe's expansion is accelerating.
Yes, okay. By looking at supernovas. You ready for our test?
I think I'm ready. I think as ready as we can be in the amount of time that we want to spend here. I'll find a good spot to go do the press. All right.
Amy, I hope you've been nice to us.
Hope you had fun at Questacon, but more importantly, I hope you were paying attention. I'm going to give you 5 questions, all of which have answers that were inside Questacon. You can pick 3 of those questions to answer. You have to get all of the 3 questions correct. Also, shout out to Tom at Questacon for helping me write these. Tom, you are amazing. Question 1 is, whose Nobel Prize is on display at Questacon, and what is it for?
Well, you know this.
Brian Schmidt's prize that he got 2011.
Question 2. What is the minimum number of moves required to complete the Tower of Brahma with 4 discs? Is it A, 9 moves, B, 13 moves, C, 15 moves, or D, 17 moves?
I have no idea what this is.
That was in that first room at the top. That was those puzzle games. I didn't really look at them.
Oh, yeah. You can see the electric flow. Well, hopefully we don't need this one.
I don't even know what the Tower of Brahma is.
I have no idea.
Question 3. What is the current visitor record on the speedball exhibit in Excite AQ, and when was it set?
I don't know.
I know it was that, it was in the jump room, you know? And there was a thing, and I did look at it, but I didn't really memorize it.
Okay, let's hope for the last two.
Question 4.
Why are there two airports in Melbourne? That seems silly.
Someone should have told us about that.
Yeah.
Or we probably should have.
Like, I should have remembered that.
Probably should have, yeah. Nonetheless, this is now even an even better plan.
This is...
Because it's, we're doing Dune.
Uh-huh, we're doing Dune. We're Duning it.
And I...
We're going to Dune it too.
I haven't finished that trilogy of films because they haven't made the last one, but as far as I know, it only goes well.
Right. Everything goes good.
For
everyone. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Look.
Here's the thing about gate agents, and I'll go ahead and tell you right now. The gate agent's first reaction is always, I can't help you. And then, if you just talk to them for 2 minutes, then they always figure out a way to do exactly what you were hoping.
Because I think the thing is that most people are very, very mean to gate agents. Uh-huh. And so if you prove that you're nice, then, you know, they let you through. Kind of like, you know, like trolls under a bridge. I guess that's mean.
But yeah,
we're not mean to
gate. But also, usually the troll doesn't let you through if you're nice to them. You have to answer their riddles.
Well, the riddle.
What is the name of the machine you would use to generate static electricity? A, a Wimshurst machine. B, a gravitron machine. C, a harmonograph. Or D, a Kraken.
Do you know?
No. The questions are not the kind of questions I thought they would ask.
No, they are the weirdly specific ones.
I thought they would
ones.
Ask about science.
The science,
facts.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd ask about the exhibits.
Okay, well, let's see the last one.
Oh, my God.
Question 5. This one is not multiple choice. You just got to give me the right answer. What are the 3 types of bees in a European bee colony?
Oh. Queen, drone, and worker, I think. I studied that one a good bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have the bee exhibit.
So I think we're feeling good about 2, and we need a 3rd one. Speedball, that, I mean, that's just going to be a pure guess, right? This one, that's, is that just going to be a pure guess? Okay, I'm going to check the last one.
Oh, my God. Tower of Brahma with 4 discs.
I don't even remember this.
What could that be? 4 discs. If Tower of Brahma means Tower of Hanoi, I actually know what Tower of Hanoi is. It's that kid's toy with the discs.
I think it is that.
You could work it out. We could try to work it out. I'm making 4 different size pieces of paper. That's the large one. That's the next size. The next one is half the size of that. And then, like, just a little...
Well, Toby and I solve our Tower of Hanoi. Quick clarification time. The Tower of Hanoi, also known as the Tower of Brahma, is a game with 3 rods and some number of discs. The goal is to transport a stack of discs from one rod to another, going one move at a time and never stacking a larger disc on a smaller disc. Amy wants to know what the fewest number of steps to do this for 4 discs is, and after some trial and error, Toby and I managed to do it in 17.
16. 17. But I don't think that was the most efficient. 4. And all we could do was put this back where it came from, but that doesn't make sense. 1. That's our 4th move.
This isn't...
No, I think I went in
circles.
Do at least something that feels wrong. 2 to the 4 is 16, which is not really helpful either.
15, 16, 17, 18. So now we're at 18. That's not right.
We're getting worse.
We don't have an enormous amount of time, so like...
Yeah. We managed to do 17, and we're not even 100% sure on the rules of the game.
I agree that like it shouldn't be that easy, so it shouldn't be 17.
So I think I would go 15 and hope for the best, and if it's actually 17, I will die, because that is so embarrassing.
So we're saying we know the Nobel Prize one.
Brian Schmidt, Physics, 2011.
We're saying the bees are queen, worker, drone.
Drone.
And this one, we're going to guess 15?
Yeah.
Should we lock that in?
Yeah.
Here are your answers. The answer to the first question about the Nobel Prize is A, Brian P. Schmidt for Physics. The answer to the second question about the Tower of Brahma is C, 15 moves.
Your Wait. Check the bees, fam. Check the bees.
Yes, yes.
Question 5, the 3 types of bees in a European bee colony are the queen bee, worker bees, and drones.
Yes!
I cannot believe we made it out of that unscathed.
Wait. Not only do we not even know what the game is, we don't even know the word for the game.
I can't believe we only got like 500 bucks for all that trouble. You know what's some interesting news?
Oh, yeah?
I think they're heading to Adelaide.
They're heading to Adelaide?
Kind of looks like it.
Hello. Well, we're on our flight to Alice Springs, but somewhat surprisingly, we're also in the snack zone, baby.
I didn't realize it was on the way to Alice Springs. It turns out the snack zone's right on the way.
The snack zone was right on the way. Today we'll be reviewing these beef sausage rolls, which on American, like, short domestic flights, you don't get hot food.
Nothing close to real food. This is pretty crazy. That tastes like actual food, and actual food tastes so good.
Right now, it really does.
Are they at the airport?
The tracker is like somewhere in between Melbourne and Adelaide. Okay, if we want to do Portrait Gallery.
Oh yeah, let's go there now. We only need to quickly see it and then draw a picture.
Make a recognizable portrait at the National Portrait Gallery. Create your own version of a portrait in the National Portrait Gallery. The portrait may not have words in it. Create a Google form with the photo and the question, who is this a drawing of? The correct answer must be in the top two. You may disregard obvious joke answers.
Let's just swoop in and then do the challenge at the airport. We would need to stake it ahead of time, but I just want to make sure we don't miss our flight. So here's my question. Have you been to this portrait gallery?
Yeah.
Okay, and you feel really confident that there's like someone universally known?
Well, to be honest, I'm shocked that you didn't know who Ned Kelly was. Because I think he's probably the number one easiest to draw and most iconic if they have him there.
But keep in mind that, like, the respondents are just going to be, like, random Twitter people not from Australia.
The late Queen Elizabeth is obviously quite easy.
I think the Queen would be easy if you're confident that the Queen would be in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, 100% sure.
Okay. If you're confident about that.
But I think Ned Kelly would be better.
I have no idea who Ned Kelly.
How could... He was the guy who wears, like, a tin bucket with a slit in it.
I kind of get that, but I'm sorry to break it to you, but I think this might just be an Australian thing. So, like, I'm not feeling tremendously confident about this. I'd also worry about, you know, people who are, like, pro Ben and Adam purposefully spiking it.
I think Ned Kelly is less likely to get sabotaged.
I have no idea who that is. What about 750?
750?
Stake it. 750?
750.
Look at him.
Morning.
Are you going to the galleries?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the backpacks put a lock.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right. It says video recording not permitted. So let's go through. We'll take a photo and we'll report back to the audience.
This is absolutely incredible, Ben. What's happening?
Look, you gotta, the game keeps you on your toes, that's for sure.
Okay, we left the portrait gallery, that didn't go amazing, and now we also have another issue where there's no way to buy bus tickets, and we need to get to the airport.
We don't have a bus card. We can't pay with our credit cards. We're thinking of walking 40 minutes, begging at the bus, or I just spotted these scooters.
Yeah, the problem is there's nowhere within like a 30-minute walk to even buy a bus card. While we do that, I'll quickly summarize what happened at the portrait gallery. All the portraits were like weirdly niche. There was no queen. There was like the most recognizable person I saw was Russell Crowe, but that's pretty hard to do through the photo, the portrait. But for now, we're just getting to the airport and then we'll worry about the rest of this challenge once we get there, right?
Do you think we can safely do this? Okay.
I mean, there's helmets.
Goodbye.
Oh, yours is slower? All right, scooter mission complete. I'll go get tickets while you lock those. That was, once again, a little tight for comfort. Okay, we have about 10 minutes until our bus. All right, let's sit down over here. Yeah. Okay. A lot of things happening at once. Because the other thing I was noticing is Ben and Adam's pins are updating. You notice where that's a line between?
That's Melbourne and an undisclosed location north of South Australia.
On the way to?
Alice Springs.
I think they're going to Alice Springs.
They wouldn't.
Welcome to the Outback.
Timothy Chalamet, is that you?
It's me, Timothy Chalamet. I'm the Lisan Al-Ghaib, and you could be the Lisan Al-Ghaib if you got a subscription to Nebula, because you could watch the next episode, Jedi the Game, where we go to Alice Springs and we do Dune right now on Nebula. We're going to the Outback.
These jet lag hats, which you can buy for an amount of money on Nebula.
Do you think there are any legal implications for saying that we're doing Dune?
Nope.
Probably.
Let's hope not.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, if you want to help support our legal fees.
You can go ahead and sign up for Nebula.
And why should they do that?
Well, you can...
Because they can watch Dune.
Nope.
Dune is really...
It's not available.
You know what is on Nebula? A bunch of video essays about Dune!
And also, the Layover Podcast, which is our after-show podcast, where we break down what went on. What went on behind the scenes, all the stupid mistakes we made. We talked to Toby. It's the number one Toby talks about this show podcast. So it's on Nebula.
And Nebula's got a bunch of other great stuff too. Not only, of course, every episode of Jetlag 1 week early, the Layover Podcast, our outtakes from each season that we put at the end of the season, our pilot season of Jetlag, but it's got actually other things from other people that aren't us, such as Patrick Willems' debut movie and also an upcoming short film, Abigail Thorne's play, and also a film that she's doing, Jesse Gender's film Identity. Also, Archaeology Quest, and also The Battle for Britain, and also Modern Conflicts, and also Broi Deschanel's Taboo on Screen, and also other series, but I can't remember all of them right now because there's so many of them.
And maybe an upcoming original where Nebula gave us too much money to make a show where we kind of manipulate our friends. If you want to sign up for Nebula, we got a pretty good deal for you.
So you're turning into Larry David now.
Yeah, not bad.
A pretty good deal.
If you go to nebula.tv/jetlag, because that's where you can get 40% off. 40% off,
whoa,
that's like $30 a year or so. That's not many dollars. And
$250 a month.
Not bad, not bad. And that's to get next episode of Jetlag early, Layover Podcast, all the exclusive stuff, and help support, like, you keep these lights on. These lights are expensive.
These lights are on because of your subscriptions. That's true.
It actually kind of genuinely is. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's like not
this
a joke.
Is the studio, yeah. These ad reads would be terrible without lights.
That's true. You wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah, so anyways, go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up, and thanks in advance for your support.
Well, I'm really tender.
Well, I'm tender with our audience.